Christmas procrastibakers. We've prepared some sweet sound bites to help you count down to Christmas. Today's episode features Louisa's sweet Christmas memories.
Hi, this is Louisa. I guess I am the sweet half of the Procrastibaking podcast team, although lately I feel like I've been pretty salty as well. My Christmas baking memory is about making rolled sugar cookies, which I know is very basic. I know this is something everyone does with their family, but this stands out to me because this was the first thing I was ever allowed to bake. It is my baking origin story. And another reason why it stands out to me is because it was a new tradition that my parents and my brother and I established together. And then we have introduced it to family that does not live in the U.S. My parents were born in Honduras and Puerto Rico, and they did not grow up making sugar cookies and leaving them out for Santa. So I think the first time that we did it, I was about six, and my brother and I had been hearing our friends at school talk about it. And so my parents decided this would be a good time for us to establish this as a new family tradition. And so each year I got to do a little bit more. You know, the first year I think my dad made the dough and we just used store-bought frosting. But every year that went on, I got to make the dough on my own. And then eventually I learned how to make the icing. I learned how to make fun color combinations with food dye for the frosting. I learned how to pipe. And then the first Christmas that I spent away from home after I got married, I remember my mother-in-law making sure I had all of the ingredients to still do Christmas cookies for Santa, even though there were no kids in the home. Just adults, but she knew that it was an important tradition for me that needed to keep going. Last year, we went to Honduras to spend Christmas with my family, and I have a really large extended family, a lot of cousins, and so a really special memory that I have was me leading sugar cookie baking and decorating with all of these generations cramped together in my abuela's little kitchen. And it was so much fun. All the kids were fighting for the cookie cutters. Most of the time, the kids were like licking the frosting off their fingers instead of using it to decorate. My daughter, who was two at the time, was hogging all the sprinkles because our listeners know that she is just obsessed with sprinkles. And if she could eat sprinkles, that would be pure happiness for her. And then among all the chaos, I can picture my abuela just sitting there. She would always wear a beanie, even though it was like 73 degrees. So I can just picture her there sitting with her beanie and kind of like judging us and also being just amused. And I think really happy that she had all of these grandkids and great-grandkids together under one roof, just creating chaos and having a good time. And this was the last Christmas that we had with her, so I think that makes this memory extra special. And now this is a tradition that I continue with my now 3-year-old daughter, so she's still mostly just eating the sprinkles, but I'm looking forward to continuing to do this and just seeing where it evolves from here. Happy holidays!